USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A monster tornado as it moved across the area.
You're listening to Chris Darden with the National Weather Service at a news conference about the massive EF4 tornado, which kills more than 20 people in the state of Alabama, among them three children ages 6, 9, and 10. And right now, the search is on for more people who are still unaccounted for. Rescue dogs going through piles and piles of debris.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
That's Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones. In other news, on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 207 points, the NASDAQ down almost 18, and the S&P 500 down almost 11 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
To Washington, D.C., where Democrats requesting more and more documents from President Trump. He says he'll gladly comply with this request. Here's the president.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. You'll learn about that as you grow older. It's a political hoax. There's no collusion.
News now about the military. USA Radio's John Clemens reports there's concern about our aging arsenal. The warning coming from the head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
That was the warning from Air Force General John Hyten, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Everything that we have is aging out. We have bombers, ICBMs, nuclear submarines, all of which will reach a point within about 15 years where they're no longer a viable element.
Yet if they are viable today, they are safe, reliable, ready, and they can do all the missions they need to do today. But in the future, that won't be the case.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Turning now to politics in 2020, many, many Democrats running for president, but the one person who's not getting into the race, President Obama's former attorney general, who says instead he's going to focus his energy on redistricting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Former Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he's not running for president in 2020. The Democrat saying in an opinion piece in Monday's Washington Post, he'll focus on redistricting, the process of reconfiguring electoral districts. Holder served under President Obama and is now chairman of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which has been suing states over voter rights issues. Holder did not say which of the Democratic presidential hopefuls he might endorse, but he says there are many good options.
Beverly Hills 90210 star Luke Perry has died.
The star was known for his roles in TV's Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale. Tanner Thomason from ET Live has details.
The family statement is that he passed away this morning after suffering a massive stroke. He was surrounded by his children, Jack and Sophie, his fiancee, Wendy Madison, his ex wife, Minnie Sharp, his mother, his stepfather, his brother, Tom Perry, his sister, Amy Coder, and other family and friends. The family appreciates the outpouring of support and prayers that have been extended to Luke from around the world, and they also respectfully request privacy in this great time of mourning.
Luke Perry was 52 years old. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.